Hello, I'm Mike Bachman, creator, co-host, and producer of A Fistful of Pixels, and I'm here to apologize. I have personally wronged you, the listener, by disappearing off the face of the internet for the month of November, and for that, I'm sorry. The other co-hosts, along with some of our loyal fans, have been crying out for a new episode, and I, sitting atop my 12-episode high throne, have allowed these cries to go unheard. But no longer. And that's not all I've done. You may remember our Halloween episode oh so long ago. As you probably noticed, we had a special Halloween theme song created for us by none other than internet musician Underwater Basket Weaving. I completely spaced and forgot to credit him for his creation. So if you could do us a huge favor and hit him up on Twitter at UWBW and just tell him he did a great job. Also, you can find more of his music by checking out his YouTube channel. He's user Caviar101. That's KAVIAR101.
Hey, miscellaneous dude walking behind Mike.
He's not Hello. Miscellaneous.
Hi.
He has a very specific purpose.
Is he the in-house band? Is he going to pull out a little trumpet?
What's he doing back there? Surfing porn?
Yeah. Just 24/7. I don't remember a single day where he wasn't just surfing porn.
Mr.
Is he a porn really searchman?
Like, what kind of porn?
Basically,
what porn are you browsing?
Well, basically, what he does is he's my pre-porner. what that is
he warms up the porn for.
he finds all the hot sites and then he bookmarks.
He's like a royal taster.
Yeah. There is such thing as Safe Baru now.
Uh huh. Well, it's
you have him to the side.
All of the bookmarks are sorted by date, you know, so I can come down and I can, you know, just get in the mood and not have to worry about where I'm going to go to find my 90 and naughty.
That's cool.
Pardon me, I only want Brazilians tonight, Steven.
We have a chart on the opposite wall, and I place my order, if you will.
Nice. Doing a good service there, whatever your name is.
Thank you, Steven, because that's your name now.
Okay, Audio Hijack is recording, and are we ready to start the...
Mike, can I ask you a question about Audio Hijack?
No.
Like, real quick.
No.
Email me after the show.
Mike,
can I ask you a question about where babies come from?
We already covered where babies came from in the last episode. The stork flies them to your house and then gives birth to them.
No, I thought they came out of the stork's vagina.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Can we start the recording?
Yeah. Ready?
No. Okay, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, go.
Was it go on three or go on go?
Why would it go. Be go on three when I have a go right there?
Because I don't know. Like, what if I hit it when you said
Did
three?
Did you hit it on go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus. Ride 'em, cowboy.
You are listening to A Fistful of Pixels with your hosts, Mike Bachman, Russ Walsh, Taylor Bliss, and Wesley Johnson.
Just because they do meth doesn't mean they can't appreciate irony.
Oh, yeah.
Each week, they take listener-submitted titles and turn them into the next great video game.
You were pretty close to those joystick podcast guys. Did Ludwig ever send you over a lion?
No.
No. Not that famous. That was Lockwood famous.
That was racist.
Okay. We ready?
Yeah.
When do we start recording? I'm just kidding.
God, I fucking hate you so much.
Surviving the Con. Submitted by Spambot.
Surviving the Con. Is this like Con C-O-N or Con K-8?
Yeah, I sent you an invite to the spreadsheet.
Oh. Wait, what other con was it going to be?
No, I was thinking about like
K-A-H-N.
K-A-H-N is in, I mean, I guess Star Trek Con would be the only one.
Wrath of Con.
That would kind of already been played out, though.
Oh, no, it's been a while. I could come back.
Yeah, no, dude, Kirk Dunn did it. Like,
he did it. Yeah, there's no denying that.
I kind of wish that this was Con Air, because then it could be something that I did, because I watched that entire movie.
You know what? I swear to God, that's the first thing I thought of was right. Con Air.
I just thought of Nicolas Cage in general.
Well, right. I mean, there's a lot of con movies, you know, starring Nicolas Cage. You got Con Air. You got Matchstick Men, which you know, he played a con man.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. This could be about the people that he conned and what happened to them after.
Oh yeah, because they survived him and his fake daughter.
Is this a move? Is this a game about Punked?
Ashton Kutcher.
It's just a game where you have to get back at Ashton Kutcher over and over and over again.
What if?
That's what I think it is.
What if this whole business with Two and a Half Men is just Hollywood punking Ashton Kutcher? Like Charlie Sheen never went crazy.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen could do it. Yeah.
This is the world surviving the con.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like Charlie Sheen, he's actually a decent guy. He's just been putting on this persona, and then they're like, "Hey, Ashton Kutcher, you want this job?" And he's like, "Yeah."
That seems highly unlikely, because he did get a film. He got a role in a film where all he did was fuck Natalie Portman throughout a whole movie.
Which movie?
So
was
No Strings Attached.
Holy shit! I gotta go watch that movie.
Well, that's exactly the thing. It's like, come on, that's not a con.
I bet Ashton Kutcher's got a sweet dick.
Maybe it's condom.
Surviving the condom? What the fuck kind of condom are you using?
That's about Natalie Portman. Like, maybe the condom has some sort of, you know, bad rubber. She's allergic to rubber.
Maybe Weejo uses condoms made out of bees. Like,
out of bees?
Out of just straight bees.
Now we're back to letter B. Now we're back to movies with Nicolas Cage.
No, not the bees! Not the bees!
You've survived the con, and you're trying to get back at Nicolas Cage and assumably his partner in crime, Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher. So-
All right, real quick, what if he was Ashton Cougar? Just think about that.
Well, he's well on his way, am I right?
Cage right up on the back of Nick of Ashton Kutcher.
This is my cougar, Ashton. Do you think that that's just what, like, you know, Ashton's friends joked about Demi Moore? Just like, oh, look, it's Ashton's cougar. except it was purely ironic.
Can I say something?
No.
Maybe we can make this game like Golden Axe Beast Rider, the beloved classic from this generation. And it's just Nicolas Cage riding upon all of his animal celebrity friends. So we have Ashton Kutcher. More celebrity animal puns.
You didn't have any animals prepared.
You gotta back that up. I'm not editing you out of this one. Like,
hey.
I'm leaving that.
You're either gonna make it or you ain't. And right now, guess what? You ain't.
We gotta say. We gotta.
Jean-Claude Van Flam.
Jean-Claude Van Flam.
If I was to pick an animal that most accurately represented Jean-Claude Van Damme, it would not be a clam.
Well, that's the only thing that I could think of. Yeah, but the ham's not really an animal. It's not a ham until after it's dead. Oh, he's not going to get anywhere riding a dead pig.
I don't know. Like Megan
Fox.
Megan Fox. Don't worry about that one. Hollywood done got it for you.
Royal Mustache Rumble, submitted by Spambot.
Maybe it takes place in an alternate universe where instead of traditional medieval warfare, everybody fought with fisticuffs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And this takes place in what would have been Lancaster versus the Tudors. And it was but in this universe, it was the handlebars versus the, what's another kind of mustache?
All right, well, I'm going to just ignore your bad idea, and I'm going to go with another one instead, where it's a game where literally famous mustaches from throughout royalty battle throughout each other.
A lot of good mustaches in royalty.
Spoiler alert.
Does Tom Selleck factor into this at all? Because he's royalty.
Tom Selleck always factors into it.
Okay, good.
In every situation.
Maybe there should be celebrity DLC where you can download like him and Burt Reynolds.
Well, they're actually. I know Tom Selleck is a secret unlockable. I think we're in talks with Burt's agent right now.
Okay,
cool. But we do want to make that happen.
Yeah, see, like I'm thinking more along the lines of like a wrestling, like a thumb wrestling, but with mustaches.
Oh my god, that could work though. I mean, like,
shape shifting mustaches. You can make them thumbs if you want to, or you can make like the hair turn into
uppers. This is just people trying to pin down each other's mustaches with their mustaches, and really, what ends up happening is you just have a bunch of dudes making out. Because once you're that close, you just want to kiss.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have like emergent gameplay, so you can really make of it what you wish.
Oh, I already did. I made of it exactly what I wish.
This is also known as the game that ruins mustaches forever.
So wait, like emergent gameplay, like do you have to have a mustache to play this game?
No, no, because this will be a way for people without the ability to grow mustaches.
I think we
to
could
experience.
Sell a mustache peripheral.
Right, right. In fact, if this was Kinect, you could like get just a hair and put on your like fake mustaches.
Well,
on there.
You can scan in your own mustache, of course.
Right,
of course.
And the mustache creation tools.
Scan it in and put it on Milo.
Yeah. This is the Milo puberty attachment. Or DLC, rather.
It's like that Spyro game. You could go in store and buy mustache hair and then scan your upper lip in.
I remember.
No, you could just put the mustache down on the palette. You can just put your face right down on it.
Can I just say that I remember when I turned 13 and my mom gave me my puberty attachment?
Oh, such a good day. Curling Manager 2012, submitted by Spambot.
Curling Manager 2012, fuck that bullshit.
Is that like, this could go with the mustache thing. I mean, if you're curling the mustache ends.
Nope. Nope. I don't want to derail you, man. But we spent entirely too long talking about mustaches. But no,
that is debatable.
I'm going to hear you out. What do you got?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say this could be like a DLC for the Royal Mustache Rumble in which someone manages the curl inside your mustache. That's really all.
It's the curl is exquisite.
And it's just like excruciating detail. Like you get down into the mathematical equations.
Spirals. Like, what kind of arc do you have on your mustache, man?
Right,
that
could determine how you win the fight, too, because if there's some sort of wax or something that makes the ends of your mustache sharp, then that could like cut off the other person's mustache.
Well, the thing that I hate about these manager games, like Football Manager 2012, okay, somebody, it means at some point somebody was playing like Madden, and they're like, man, I really love Madden. It's my favorite game. But you know what I don't like so much? It's the football. I like all the other bullshit that you got to do, but I don't really like playing the game. So,
how boring is the game?
All Curling Manager 2012, all that makes me happy about it is that somewhere in the universe where this game exists, there also exists Curling Blitz. Extreme arcade curling action.
You can bring in your memory card with all your favorite curling plays.
Look, I could get Barack Obama to curl his mustache. The Beastie Boys curling mustaches.
Earth versus Soup, submitted by Spambot.
Okay, guys, did you know that 40%? Did you know that 40% of all the broth on the planet is controlled by 1% of the population?
God.
That's why we need to raise awareness of these
your non sequiturs are the worst.
No, don't worry. Dude, this don't is worry. The okay. I was just gonna say that the war between waffles and cakes is over, and now all of Earth is united against a common foe.
I wouldn't be so sure. Check down our row 11 there, Mike.
That's the
super. Fuck. Okay, well, that's the third in the trilogy. We'll get to that later. But I was just going to say that Campbell's Soup has grown into a huge, like, huge conglomerate. Just, like, encompassing the entire world. And they've been threatening...
The industrial soup complex.
They've been threatening to dump their cream of mushroom into the oceans, turning everything into just a giant soup. And then what they're going to do is they're going to fly in their grilled cheese battleships into the ocean of soup. And then...
Prepare to dunk, Captain.
They're just going to have...
I'm getting hungry.
They're just going to have the best lunch ever. But we got to stop them.
Because
all we got to eat is fucking ramen noodles.
Wait, if by we, do you mean the Earth?
The Earth.
Because, I mean, the Earth is what's at... Like, that's the one battling, not us. It's the Earth.
Yeah, we are the world.
Oh, so
we
Mother Nature herself, Mike, like, you gonna say controlling we are animals.
I did say we are the world.
We are the children.
Mm-hmm. So, see?
Is Captain Planet and, like, the Earth, like, challenging these soup producers? Like,
stop dumping your...
It's unnatural.
By their powers combined, I am really hungry and I'm going to eat all this soup.
This could be like the tagline could be the real Hunger Games.
At least starvation across the planet would be cured. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus.
And our old one-time enemy, the waffles, have come to aid us in our battle.
Soup happens. That could be another one.
This is so much bullshit, man.
Can you imagine if it was like chronicled in the history books? And then the waffles came and absorbed the soup as much as they could.
This is like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs fan fiction right here. It's what this is.
That was a good movie and the title said balls.
Time Warp Trio: Adventures in Space, submitted by Shonen 413.
Guys, none of you know what the Time Warp Trio is, right? Or was that did you guys have that?
No, what's the Time
Warp
Trio?
Nobody knows what your baby shit is, Russ.
It's what Kate... Let's just skip it. Skip.
What is the Time Warp Trio, Russ? I'm interested. Is this like a gospel singing group, like the gospel singing trio?
Except they go through time and I don't know, they talk about horribly irrelevant things, and for some reason they're in space. Skip it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcasters, submitted by Shonen 413.
This is pretty much my life's story.
This actually makes me think of the first kind of customized art we did for Armless Octocast. We put our faces on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
But no, we don't have fans, so we did it ourselves. But that's all I have to say about that.
So were you a Thank teenager you at the time?
What's that?
We know you're a mutant and we know you're a podcaster. You're definitely not a ninja, but you're a big fan of ICP, right?
Introduction to Chemistry and Physics.
Yeah, sure. That miracles, man. You're a big fan of miracles.
Are you talking to me or Taylor?
I'm talking to Taylor. Either or.
Okay. I like him. Okay.
He's going to talk to whoever will actually respond to him.
Pretty much at this point.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Russ's entire like audio track and I'm just going to replace it with modem sounds.
At this point, it'd probably be the same. Aha, Russ, that was a funny jab about Shrek. That was a great, great goof about some Naruto thing. You sure know how to make me laugh. Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcasters, everybody. Good night.
That was an unfortunate time to start choking on water. Oh,
when
man.
Is there a really fortunate time to choke on water? Oh, I sure am glad I choked on water right now.
I want to just choke in general right now. Just kill me now, please.
Some people are really into waterboarding.
And I didn't say it didn't get me hard.
That's called surfing.
Oh. I wonder if any person that has gotten tortured like that with waterboarding mistakenly thought they were taking them surfing. Oh, waterboarding. Great. I love to surf.
New England Chainsaw Massacre, submitted by Shonen 413.
Is this when Stephen King is finally just driven over the edge? He says, "Look, I'm tired." Well, I mean, really over the edge, and by that I mean the edge of a machete, where he gets a machete and he cuts up everybody's. He slays Dean Koontz, takes that fucker out.
How about he slays Chainsaw?
Agatha Christie is dead.
She's dead already.
No, she literally takes out her corpse and defiles her grave.
Russ, are you getting a fax? It sounds like.
No, that's right. That's
are, you on, are you on AOL?
Occupy World of Warcraft, submitted by Shonen 413.
Did you guys know that in World of Warcraft, 99% of the gold is controlled by 1% of the population? Which is to say the Koreans.
Yep. I did know that, and it's devastating, very upsetting.
Did you hear when I said it was Koreans, Taylor? You took your headphones off. I said it was the Koreans.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, the Koreans. Because they're gold farmers.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's a joke, see? For you guys to laugh at.
Look, there was a lot of corruption in the World of Warcraft banking system. People were investing in bad loans for mounts or whatever you buy in the stupid World of Warcraft. Ultimately, it's a game where I just watch and laugh as the world falls apart.
That's hilarious, Russ. That's a good joke.
Russ, stop referencing My Little Pony. It's not going to catch on.
What?
Oh, sorry, Russ. I had to do that once. I had to do that just once.
How about skip all of it?
skip the rest of my life.
How about show's over?
Show's over. I demand my 45% cut of the pay, and I'm out of here.
I will mail you your dime personally.
But yeah, thank so the Koreans, they control the gold. Where were you going with that one, Mike?
No, I done finished it. That was all I had to say.
That was the whole bit. That was the gift, everybody. Good night.
The only joke about Occupy World of Warcraft there is to have is that joke. That's it. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. I was just
wondering if it would be like DLC or like an expansion or a full title. Like, it could be just like where you could, you know, stand still, hold a picket sign. It's just that could just be addable picket signs or whatever.
No, you have to pay 99 cents per picket sign.
Yeah, that's true. 99 cents per letter on the picket sign. You make them say whatever you want to.
I don't really understand the whole Occupy Wall Street thing, so I don't really feel prepared to make jokes about it.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what Wall Street is. Who would make a street out of walls?
I thought we were talking about playing World of Warcraft.
I started the Occupy Jump Street movement today.
Where's Jump Street?
Did you know that 99% of the wealth is controlled by 21 people?
Yeah. See, like, I want Jump Street to be occupied because, you know, Johnny Depp's doing other stuff, as is the rest of the cast, except for Peter DeLuise, which I'm pretty sure he would come back. Just somebody called him and offered him a sandwich.
Is that Dom DeLuise's, like?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the dad on Wizards of Waverly Place? Because he's a DeLuise, too. Is he related to them?
I don't know. I don't really watch
that. You have a dearth of Wizards of Waverly Place.
I can tell you some shit about Wizards of Waverly Place, and I'm not even ashamed to say it. I should be. I really should be, but I'm not.
File Exporter Parade, submitted by Shonen 413.
God, File Exporter Parade?
Is that like a simulation of exporting files? I mean, where do you go with that?
The only thing I could think of here, and it's got nothing to do with File Exporter or Parade, was like Windows Explorer, like making a game out of that, like where basically what it is it's a game that you can only play on your friend's computer, where you open up his folders and you delete shit.
And you parade them to the recycling bin.
You're a good hacking sim.
Well, there's no hacking, really, because you know, your roommate left his computer unlocked.
You're just terrorizing.
Yeah.
Ah, Real Monsters House, submitted by Shonen 413.
Yeah, please.
Gonna jump right to the Ah, Real Monsters House.
A lot of classy supo humor this week.
Get it? It's like one cartoon movie combined with a beloved cartoon show.
Okay, for a second I thought you were saying they were both beloved.
I ain't got shit to say about it because I hated Ah, Real Monsters as a kid.
I don't think I saw Ah, Real Monsters.
Yeah, I thought it was awful, and it was just in the way of me and Doug. I just wanted to watch my Pete and Pete, my Doug, my Salute Your Shorts, and I had to watch Ah, Real Monsters just to get to it. That and fucking Hey Arnold.
Ah, Real Monsters.
I was totally with you the whole way, but Hey Arnold, come on, man.
Fuck Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Hey football head over there. You're the football head in this situation, Mike. You can't handle the truth.
I just wanted to watch my cat dog, okay?
Okay, fuck you! So, dog's a piece of shit, you furry motherfucker! You'll die in a fire!
I gotta God put one damn thing in real quick.
Piece of real shit! Quick. Fuck you! And who's gonna, in a fire!
This just goes to show you how close Russ is to this and how far away we are.
I just want to know who's trying to connect to the dial-up internet right now.
The last laryngologist. The last laryngologist submitted by Renegal. Hey,
what's a laryngologist?
It's a bad Dr. Seuss pun. We don't have to do it.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, it's a real occupation.
It's
why
a Dr.
make a
Seuss
real
pun
occupation out of a Dr. Seuss pun?
I mean, it's a type of medicine that looks for like diseases relating to the larynx.
Larynx. That was the Atari handheld system, right?
The studier of the beloved Atari Lynx. Oh my God, I already have the game. It's just a bunch of emulated Atari Lynx games, and you're just going through and looking for glitches and Easter eggs. You're a game tester. You're the last person willing to put up with the Atari Lynx.
God, what is this bullshit you're sending me?
Hey, this is a Wikipedia entry
Hey,
for
Taylor, I don't care about whatever blogs you read and what they say about.
I don't care if the fucking slop is
listen,
or not.
Listen, guy, I'm tired of you posting your liberal laryngologist bullshit.
Guys, we haven't timestamped in at least a good 10.
Yeah, that's because there haven't been any jokes.
Yeah,
this last laryngologist is this like the last unicorn, but with laryngologists?
Is this like that movie?
Yes,
where nobody was having babies anymore.
Children of Men.
Is this like Children of Men, except nobody like studying shit anymore? And by studying shit, I mean larynxes.
Stuff to do with the vocal apparatus. Yeah.
And without people to work on your larynxes, then all the larynxes are going to go bad.
Yeah, maybe all the books and materials regarding the subject have been destroyed. And then, like, there's, like, one book. Like, think the Book of Eli. It was like the Bible. But there's, like, one last laryngologist book. People can't talk. excuse me, let me clear my throat. People can't talk, so they have to read to study. This stuff, you can't have anyone teach you. You just have this one book, and this book has to safely travel to some fortified city or some kind of crap like that. I don't know.
Or we could not do any of this and skip the title.
Okay.
Dang, Russ.
Just because you couldn't think of anything funny doesn't mean that the rest of us can't enjoy it.
I was with you on that Garfield thing, Russ, and you just don't have my back.
Cooking Drug Lord with Friends, submitted by Renegal.
Can I say that Cooking Drug Lord with Friends has a couple of possibilities? I'm gonna break them down for you. You could either
be
cooking drugs, you know, mm-hmm. with your friends, mm-hmm. or you could be cooking drug lords with your friends. So,
twist.
Yeah, so you're a vigilante. You're hunting down the drug lords that are plaguing your city. Maybe you're Batman, and Batman's gone cannibalistic.
Cannibal Batman. Remember when that happened in the comics?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he just really likes the smell.
The smell of the drug lords?
There's nothing good freshly cooked.
Maybe they're taking so many drugs that if you huff a drug lord, you know, you get high.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Batman gets addicted to the fumes of cooking drug lords.
Yeah, like that's kind of like a contact high sort of thing, where you get high from eating people who have had drugs. That's a good idea.
He actually, he failed because he wanted to bring them to justice. However, a meth lab blew up and they actually all got set on fire. And that's when he got his first inhalation of cooking drug lords. And ever since, he's been on a kick.
What if the meth lab explosion gave him other supernatural powers? You know, Batman doesn't have any superpowers, really. Chemicals combined and let him, I don't know, lose his teeth. So like a ripoff of Breaking Bad. I think it'll be good. Can model the characters kind of like Bryan Cranston and that Aaron Paul guy.
So it's Bryan Cranston versus Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, you have to rig explosives to keep Batman off your trail, like booby traps and stuff?
You don't have to make explosions. You can just throw parts of the lab at
him. Oh yeah, sure.
Explosives, rather. Yes, so that would be good enough. Hurl a beaker.
But you have to have, like, resource management. Yeah, like, you have to steal copper wires out of the ground.
Right. And, like, that's the way to get the heroes addicted, maybe. You just toss the chemicals at them, and some of them will get into his mouth. So the more of the meth that gets inside of Batman's mouth, the more of a chance you have of winning him over to your side.
This is the worst. This Batman always has his mouth open, and it's very fun.
Yeah, you think he would get some sort of mask attachment.
Could you just imagine a Batman just running around, like, just like wide open mouth, like all the time.
You never know when you're gonna get a taste.
Well, yeah. What if he like? I mean, a Batman on meth would be crazy. He'd just go around, rattle the cages, rattle the cages. I gotta rattle the cages.
I heard you had a cage that needed to be rattled.
Mm-hmm. Gotta rattle that for you.
Torrent Master Deluxe, submitted by Renegal.
I don't have a game about me yet, so this is nice.
Yeah, you could like download Luther and send it to me as part of the game.
It's basically Football Manager, except with your torrent stats.
Oh, I just gotta get that ratio up.
Gotta get that ratio up.
This could actually be good because it would allow people to torrent or simulate torrents without the danger of being arrested. So people who are just addicted to collecting files and getting the fastest speeds and all that sort of thing, they can do it through here. They don't end up with anything that's
good. How many of the torrent users are those people versus people stealing things?
You would be surprised. I think a lot of people just...
Hey, I'll have you know that there's perfectly legal stuff to torrent, such as podcast backlogs and JPEGs of...
And
clip art.
And Dan Tom starring Justin Timberlake and Olivia Wilde.
I'm just saying that, you know, all that stuff in the Creative Commons license.
And the entire Justified album.
That's a special double deal that the torrent networks are having right now. You get In Time and then you get the album for free.
Are you telling me...
Do you want the box, Mike? Do you think we could literally get Mike Bachman's Torrent Master Deluxe?
I don't know that I'd want to because I don't want him to know exactly what I've been downloading.
Maybe have you ever thought of starting up your own Banksy style persona?
Who hasn't? I have one that I like to call the Penis Rocket Man, and that's me doing stencils of penis rockets on stuff.
Cyber Garfield here.
You know, for a brief stint, I actually called myself the Penis Rocket Man, but for completely different reasons.
But yeah, this could be like game dev story, but for torrents, I think you could get like fake movies that are like instead of In Time, it would be In Toms, and you would download that.
Damn it, Taylor! I still have this gynecology Wikipedia page up.
I did not give you anything for gynecology.
Well, he's saying he had it open before.
You did give.
What's
him
a gyneco? Like this isn't a real profession.
That's the insurance company, right?
Revenge of the Forgotten Pets, submitted by Renegal.
It's like an Island of Misfit Toys, but for Nintendox.
Well, wasn't there...
I love it. Like, you know those Best Buy Nintendo 3DS booths set up? There's got to be a ton of kids who just keep the cart of Nintendox in there, and their forgotten dogs get downloaded onto these carts. on these stations, and they're backed up. And then every time another person walks in with their copy of Revenge of the Nintendogs or whatever the fuck it was, the dogs come on and they destroy your 3DS, and then you have to
buy
a new one.
No. You come in with your new copy of Nintendogs for the 3DS, and like all these old like Nintendogs from the regular DS, like your dog just gets mauled by a pack of feral Nintendogs.
Exactly.
And maybe then you in come the back game, and he's like just laying there all bloody and like and bruised and cut up.
Maybe in the game there could be some sort of humane society for the abandoned Nintendo dogs.
Yeah, you know, some people are illegally making them fight. Others are, you know, just leaving them on the side of the Wi-Fi.
Is there like a Michael Vick in there of some sort doing the dog fighting?
I think there already is a virtual PETA. They came in when they were trying to protect Tamagotchis.
Oh man,
is that a real thing?
I hope not. No, Tamagotchi PETA is what he's talking about.
I wish.
You said it like with such conviction. I was like, oh my God.
I say many things with conviction.
Can I talk about this Tamagotchi that I tried to kill in junior high? Like,
I've got a sack full of Tamagotchis. I'm going to throw into the river.
I didn't feed it, right, forever, and it just wouldn't die. So what I did was, like, I hit this thing with a hammer, but it was too strong. So I soaked it in water for a week. I put it in, like, a cup of water and just let it sit there, right? And then, like, I took it out after a while. I was like, that did it. I set it on the shelf. A week later, I hear beep, beep. And I go over there, and the little fucker's asking me to feed it. I'm like, no. And so I take it outside. I take it outside, and I get a rock. And the rock was, like, this big. No joke. And I throw it on this thing, and it doesn't die. I put it under the school bus tire. I never did kill it. I eventually just ended up throwing it in the river.
It'll be interesting to see what you're like as a father.
Pleasure Quest, Winona Ryder's Massage Lair.
Oh, that sounds saucy. I like it.
Lair. Someone got that wrong.
It sounds like too much of a good game.
It's actually Winona Ryder's Massage Lair.
Yeah, I hadn't scrolled down yet. Who is the sexiest woman in Hollywood right now?
Winona Ryder.
Well, no, it's not. But who's keep like going. Who's like the 13th sexiest woman in Hollywood right now?
Winona Ryder.
There you go.
I think that might be a little high.
I know, but I don't really know women.
It's like she's maybe trying to make up for some of the stuff she stole from Macy's or wherever it was by giving the people who work there massages or not.
You know, that's true. Hold on a second. Hottest women in Hollywood.
that was there.
Top 50. Let's see if she's even in the top 50. Spoiler alert. Wait a minute. There's this, like, one of these websites says the top 54 women in Hollywood. Like, we got to the top 50, but there was, like, four that we just really felt like should have been on the list.
I bet that person has OCD that made that list.
Maybe so, Pleasure Quest. Is it, it's Puzzle Quest. It's Puzzle Quest. I don't know. Sexy Puzzle Quest. How do you make puzzles sexy? I don't know. But I think they could pull it off.
Yeah, they could all just be like penis. The pieces could be penises and vaginas.
Mm-hmm. And every time you match three, a moaning noise comes out. Like
Emma Stone, really? Eh.
Nah.
She don't belong on that list.
No. Winona Ryder's tops. I think the time is right for a Winona Ryder game where she massages people.
Why isn't this like just a list of 50 instances of Emma Watson?
What? Emma Watson, like the
yeah,
Harry
but
Potter
not
girl?
Yeah, but not like as she is now. I'm thinking like Harry Potter, like the second movie.
Wow. Jesus Christ! Come on, guys.
What?
Well, nothing. You know what? Nothing.
She's just gorgeous in part one. She's like what was she like 8? Please cut that out. No.
Okay. Well. I've done crickets. A little bit of research. Winona Ryder is not one of the top 50 hottest women in Hollywood.
What?
That's unbelievable.
I cry foul play. Somebody wants Winona Ryder out.
Well, you know why it is because she's actually not she's not been in the public eye recently. Winona Ryder has actually been deep underground in her massage lair.
Maybe she's not on the list just because she's been so dirty from being in her lair for too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very
now
good point.
Okay. Now I have taken the liberty of doing a Google search for the top 100 nastiest bitches in Hollywood, and you'd be surprised to know she's number 3.
Wow!
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's a nasty bitch.
I gotta know the other two though.
The other two is. Let's see. Lindsay Lohan.
And Mike Bachman.
And also Lindsay Lohan. I don't know. I didn't have anything funny to follow it up with.
I already said something. Mike Bachman. It's classic reversal. Cause
I'm not a bitch.
Primal Primates. Lemur Love Lessons. Submitted by Bash Kick.
Primal Primates. Lemur Love Lessons.
What? Is this God, like
that's,
the...
That's a lot of alliteration.
A lot of alliteration. Oh, yes. Alliteration.
It's be an educational game about animals having sex.
Hmm? You guys want to come over and play my pee-pee game?
At most, all I can say, have any of you seen the beloved literary film classic? I don't know.
Sinbad?
No. Kevin James, Zookeeper. And in it, Adam Sandler plays a wisecracking ape that teaches Kevin James how to win the woman of his dreams, who I cannot remember off the top of my head. That being said, now that his human pal... Oh, fuck it. This is just my fan fiction. Jesus Christ.
Dude, why did you have to call to attention that the whole point of this show is just to be a thinly veiled mask for the four of us writing fan fiction? Like,
sometimes it gets to my conscience.
Now
and
the
I
secret's
have to...
out. Now everybody knows what we're doing here.
Listen, just Russ, for... if you still value our friendship, just do not give anyone else the link to our fanfic site. Tired?
We have a fanfic site?
Russ, yes. God damn it. Be quiet.
Subaqueous Owl, submitted by Trey Cup.
What's subaqueous? Subaqueous? Huh? Subaqueous owl?
It's existing, formed, or taking place underwater, lacking in substance or strength.
Well, the thing that I don't like about owls... And the reason that I don't really like hanging out with them is they just lack substance.
Like,
I've never seen I've never heard an owl say anything even remotely important. They're always asking me questions.
Like who?
The
who?
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 I come home to my bitch of an owl wife, and I say, and you know, she just stares at me. She does this creepy ass thing where she's got her back turned. She turns her head all the way around to look at me, and then she's like, you know that she's just gonna ask me where I've been. So I was like, I was out with some friends, and she's like, who? And I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to bed. I'm gonna get a beer.
I don't have to answer to you.
Don't you hack up a bunch of mouse hair and bones into the sheet again, honey? So is this a game where you're just plotting out to murder your owl wife?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she's got fucking talons.
She's got fucking talons.
Mm-hmm.
Throw owl mama from the train. But she can fly. You can't throw her out of a window.
But you know, like, I haven't killed her yet because, you know, it's for the sake of our half owl, half man child.
I need try to think of an owly celebrity to make a joke about them being your child, but then it worked out.
Wait, are there owly celebrities? Are there celebrities that have the characteristics of an owl?
Mickey Rooney, but he's dead. The government wants the government.
Mickey hidden. Rooney's not dead.
He is dead.
Nah, no, I got you.
They popped.
That was a good one.
Thanks. I didn't really know that he was dead, though.
Oh god, this show is so awful and I don't care.
This has been A Fistful of Pixels. Music by Hugo, aka Dr. Manhattan. Artwork has been provided by TJ McKimmy.
You know what? I it's becoming apparent to me that this is just going to be the hatred episode. The one where everybody just hates everybody for the duration.
Guys, I'll let you do your whole spiel, okay? Just say what you want about Garfield. I'll just sit here and add, you know, just a lot of anger and silence. Just say what you wish.
Do you not like Garfield?
I'm going to... Wesley, do you know who I am?
No.
Russ Walsh is a big fan of Garfield, which means I hate Mondays and I love lasagna.
Oh.
And these two fuckers on my left and right, they're going to just do nothing but shit on America's favorite tabby cat. Big fat tabby cat.
I'm a fan of Garfield as well.
I'm worried that this comic is too smart for me.
I just can't relate. Everybody can relate to Garfield.
Well, I mean,
do any of you guys love Mondays?
No, not at all.
Well,
it's a Monday that I have off.
Now, here's the thing, though, is that my work week puts me, you know, I'm at work Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I would say it's safe to say that I love Mondays slightly more than the average person.
Yeah, I mean, Mondays are usually my days off.
Why does Garfield hate Mondays? He doesn't have a job.
Maybe that's like when he had his first heart attack. And Mondays always remind him of that.